but we're very optimistic that we're in a multi-million ounce camp, and we very optimistic that our gold system will definitely demonstrate potential for this to be another major discovery.
Good day. We got Robert Boyd, President, CEO, Director of Endurance Gold. How are you, my friend?
Very good, Steve. Thank you very much.
Awesome. What is going on with Endurance Gold is what we want to know. I am curious to, if you can tell us a bit about your jurisdiction, and if you can tell us about, you know, the location and where you guys are stage-wise.
Well, happy to do so. Endurance Gold is a venture-capitalized Canadian-listed junior mining company. We have been around since 2005, but what's unusual about us is that the insiders, and one of them you're looking at here, own about 60% of the issued and outstanding shares of the company.
Wow.
I own 6%, and we are essentially being a project generator, identifying projects in the past, selling them in some cases and partnering with others in other cases. But our focus for the last number of years has been a really significant discovery we've made and be putting our own money into in British Columbia here, called the Reliance Gold Project. And we've been active on that project since about 2020. So it's a COVID project and COVID era project. And we've now drilled, we've spent close to about 10 million Canadian after tax credits on the project to date. As a company, we're market cap probably slightly over 30 million Canadian market cap right now. So it's still a small market cap company. But we've identified a discovery here that might be considered significant. We haven't yet delivered a resource, but our goal is to deliver a near-surface resource that could potentially be mined by open pit methodology. And we've defined that with about a number of holes now over 1.5 kilometers of strike length at about 1.1 kilometers vertical. The project's very well located in British Columbia. It's only a four-hour drive north of Vancouver, within a drainages that are flooded, and part of the BC hydroelectric network. And one of those hydroelectric dam facilities is only five kilometers from our property, which we can drive to year-round. So this is not up in the Golden Triangle. It's a well-located project, easily accessible, and an active industrial area, both for the hydroelectric, but also active logging camp. So this is a pretty significant discovery. It's a gold. It's an orogenic type gold system, and it's only located about 10 kilometers away from one of BC. The British Columbia's largest historic gold producers that produced about 4.2 million ounces of gold, about 17 grams per ton. And that produced between the 1930s and 1970s, and is now being reinitiated by another company that purchased the old mine. We've got a new discovery on surface, and it looks different. It's got an antimony association, and antimony is one of those key strategic metals that's raised to prominence more recently because of its export restrictions from China. But it doesn't represent the rock value. The key rock value we've got is the gold system. We've now, of all the drill holes we've drilled, 70% of them have better than 3 gram intersection over at least 3 meters of width. So pretty significant intersection statistics. And about 19 of those holes have generated pretty high grade intersections, including intersections such as 15 grams over 24 meters. A number of holes, plus 10 meters of 6 to 12 gram. So we're onto a pretty significant gold system. And the average out of all of the intersections we've got, all the drilling we've done, it averages out about 10 meters of arithmetic width, averages about 4.5 grams per ton, just an arithmetic average, at about 0.2% antimony content. So pretty significant hits out of all the about 100, almost 200 different intersections we've got in our drilling collate into that arithmetic average. That is not a resource number. We're now doing the work necessary, including metallurgical studies, representative studies, to be able to deliver a resource later this year. But we're very optimistic that we're in a multi-million ounce camp, and we very optimistic that our gold system will definitely demonstrate potential for this to be another major discovery.
So could you tell us a little bit more about the antimony, what's significant about that and how much value are we adding to with the gold you're finding?
Well, it really depends on our ability, number one, to extract it. So that's part of the metallurgical test work we'll do. We do know that it's in the form of stibnite, which is the ideal sort of antimony mineral. It's an antimony sulfide, and that is the antimony in its easier function. So the concentration methodology, that ability to pull that out. But if you just look at gold value, gold value might have at, say, $18 of antimony, was in the fall, or like $30,000. So if you look at $18,000 for ton, it adds an additional half gram on a value. But we have metallurgical say, what would the recovery, how would that contribute to in ground, but roughly half gram, the price of antimony. So it's some significant, adding significant, and that's based where I meant half gram average would add half gram to 1 gram.
What's the name of your flagship and the new discovery?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. It's called Gold Project, and it's located in the bridge up north through west through Pemberton into a remote remote valley. North Pemberton Valley is our valley, and we're in the upper Bridger, kilometers from historic gold mine. So it's called the Bray Mining Camp or the River Mining Camp. Discovered up in this area in the 60s as part of the River Gold Run. First gold.
Yeah. Well, how's the grade?
Well, the not mentioning in terms of grams gives you, but our production widths, just using on a pure gold basis on a hole, at least 10% of them have 3 grams per ton over at least 3 meters. So the arithmetic gold grades based on the numbers I mentioned, 0.5 grams. Now, when you start source, you want to maybe, if it's open pit, you want to get even lower grade. So I don't really know what our resource deliver, but our goal is to has high grade record in open pit.
Do you have any miles listeners can expect or look out for? Can you tell us the plan next quarter for the year?
We're drilling now, our third drill hole, so doing generation work. In addition to the defined over 1 kilometers, we've got about our structures on the project. On a move to event drill testing those structures and simulation of the system we're on. We're doing target generation, but all the same time that we're drilling, and our drilling is meant to raise the confidence level of surface intersection, open them at depth for its ground potential, and continue to tonnage potential with a good step out. So we're tight around existing holding up and flips so that we have control and continuity in the mineralized that we do have identified and drilling today.
And you said you had 60% insiders and institutions, 5 was it?
It's 63 insiders on the myself, it's and then U.S. residents, Richard Gilliam, who will be about 50%, and they also serve the company. Every one of the other insiders is a shareholder of our company. So it totally aligns our shareholding, and we do have other office there. We don't have a big shareholder point. We do have family office shareholders as well, and to come along with us as the insider and management share in our risk.
Can you about your corporate structure, shares outstanding, diluted, how many warrants, stock option, what's the strength?
Well, the 100 176 million shares issued. Where, as I was meant, capitalization probably in the 3 billion range or so. Outstanding is 10 billion. Fanning warrants is six size price between 17 cents. On a fully diluted, for about 109 million shares, our capital, approximately 4 million working capital, and that includes both and marketables.
So, people invest. I know that you've got yourself, but if you can tell us a bit more about where Boyd is, who's behind the experience, as well as the team and that they bring, who's behind this project.
Well, I've been in the business 40 years. I'm an explorationist. I have an MBA, a bit of business training. I've been involved in being the CEO of any company since I've been in my different type roles. One of the I was involved with is a company called Ashton Mata, which was a real company based in Australia, and we're a diamond mining that was acquired by Stoner, became the Renard de Quebec. I also, 10 years, was the guy in exploration activity, take mining company. Pick was acquired by what projects I did now being built as a in the BT station, the Goose up in Nunavut. I've also the of a company brief period in my career, cash company that got by BH in Chuan. And I was CEO and BH and started doing this in Sonos and the room. So it's a lot of experience for it. I consider myself an expert in thing. To capitalize companies at the expert, I have reputation and have spent volunteer time in my career in organizing like the Process Developers Association years as a director, another probably 15 to 20 director of the for Mineral Exploration BC, currently serve on the terms of the Canadian Mine. So I do a lot of volunteerity back to RN and mining. Success and what I like to make discoveries. I'm the Dante of mineral exploration. And so I like to find and prefer to have people to build them.
I love it. If you can where investors can get about Endurance Gold is, we know gold is sexy, gold hot, fire, but what in and why Endurance, if you can talk about that you see in Endurance and you see that you can discuss your work.
We're a venture mining company, so we have to demonstrate that we have money to earn. The focus of our activities is to raise those insiders and the public, fund their exploration. There's always a risk at the exploration stage. We are in a favorable political jurisdiction here in BC, and if anything, with the activities going on in the U.S., actually the politics in terms of wanting to build out our sector and much more independent of us in terms of first potential time be very Western. So that's coming down to support that you were particularly in the, and we do, then we also, we do a lot of call with First Nations. We have agreements, two of the ones that are active in our area. We have months where we do activities, project, one of the lead First in particular. And both options, and in particular our resource, they like the idea of seeing potential resource development can deliver jobs and other things like that for the community. So we, when you're looking at a junior mining company, often we are key players that's focused on only in Canada. We have properties that are in Atkins in the Yukon, Alaska. And so our focus is on projects in the past, in the lower 40, which we've seen. We as a company have always risk adversely, and so that's why it's on North America, and we like BC. It's a good place.
In Yukon and Alaska, you plan to do with those? Do you come for a while or want to do?
The gold project in which we're maintaining has have some potential, and we on that we're 140.4 ton gold, so not high grade, but a bright intersection of low grade intrusive gold systems. And some of these intrusive gold systems are delivering some significant discoveries on the Yukon side. And that same belt continues Alaska. There are mines out of this kind of like Kinross's mine in Fairbank. And other memories that have gone are developing in these and reduced into gold systems, which can be quite low. And in Alaska, have acted to a lot of the gold behind in the past of Yukon and Alaska, was these gold rushes up there, often going gold out of these, freaked out a lot of the gold out of these low-grade hosted settings. Those settings are the focus for exploration with better understanding of gin and others. We have one of the color elephant mountains, which is rubble north of Fairbanks. And the project we have is Eastern Yukon. It's a rare niobium project. It's one that we're active on yet, but we've never had a drill completed on that project. And we've identified potential for a large peralkaline rare niobium gold similarities to some of these discoveries in the creating in Greenland, called the Strange Lake. Rare earth and another in northwest of the Natchalacho, this kind of alkaline cyanide of hosted kind of site where you get these kind of systems, it can be quite large.
Well, if you bit about your trading and what your ticker symbol is, if anyone has any question, reach you.
Well, our ticker listed company, symbols on it, and we also trade on Frank. 3EG is our symbol, and EDGF on CQB in the U.S. So most activities on that general venture exchange, and we've been listed on that exchange now 2005.
Great. Say it again.
The website is www.gold.com. Cool. So and we're named after this ship marooned in this Antarctic, and here we have on our website is a picture of the support that you were seeing politically in the province. And then we do, you know, then we also have we do a lot of consultation with First Nations as well. We have agreements with two of the First Nations that are active in our area. We have monthly meetings where we discuss activities with respect to the project with one of the lead First Nations in particular. And a lot of the First Nations, and in particular our area, are resourced. You know, they like the idea of seeing potential for resource development if it can deliver sustainable jobs and other things like that for the communities in the future. So we, the risks are, when you're looking at investing in a junior mining company, risks are often political. We are one of the key players that's always had a focus on only exploring in Canada, the U.S. We have two other properties that are inactive now. One's in the Yukon and the other in Alaska. And so our focus is, and we've had projects in the past in the lower 48, so which we've sold or ventured off. So, you know, we as a company and insiders have always being risk adverse politically, and so that's why we focused on North America, and we like BC in particular as a good place to explore.
You mentioned Yukon and Alaska. What do you plan to do with those? Do you plan to keep them for a while, or what do you want to do?
Well, we have another gold project in Alaska that which we're maintaining and does have some potential, we've drilled one hole in that. We're about 140 meters of 0.4 grams per ton gold. So not particularly high grade, but a big wide intersection of low grade intrusive hosted gold systems. And some of these intrusive hosted gold systems are delivering some very significant discoveries right now on the Yukon side. And that same belt continues over into Alaska. And there are mines producing out of this kind of environment, like Kinross's mine in Fairbanks. Other major discoveries that have gone on and are presently developing in these and reduced intrusive hosted gold systems, which can be quite large, and in the Yukon, Alaska, have actually contributed to a lot of the placer gold that has been mined in the past. And what made Yukon and Alaska famous was these gold rushes up there. Often they were going in and extracting gold out of these creeks that turned out a lot of the gold was coming out of these low-grade intrusive hosted settings. And those settings now are the focus of modern exploration with better understanding of geology and others. And we have one of those, which we call our Elephant Mountain property, which is road accessible, just north of Fairbanks. And the other project we have is in the southeastern Yukon. It's a rare earth niobium project. So it's one that we're not active on yet, but we've never had a drill hole completed on that project. And we looks like we've identified potential for a very large peralkaline hosted rare earth and niobium gold system that has similarities to some of these big discoveries creating some interest in Greenland. Another one in northern Quebec called the Strange Lake rare earth deposit, and another one in northwest territories called the Natchalacho. They all have this kind of peralkaline cyanide intrusive hosted kind of setting. So when you get these kind of systems hosted in intrusives, they can be quite large sometimes. So,
well, that's exciting, Robert. If you can tell us a bit about where you're trading and what your ticker symbol is, and if anyone has any questions, how they can reach you.
Well, we're TSX venture listed company, symbols EDG on the, and, we also trade on Frankfurt. 3EG is our symbol, and EDGF on the OTCQB in the U.S. So most of our trading activities on the Toronto Venture Exchange, we've been listed on that exchange now since 2005.
Great. And what was your website again?
The website is www.endurancegold.com. Pretty empirical. So, and we're named after that famous ship that got marooned in this Antarctic. And the picture we have on our website is a picture of one of these sailors hauling a boat across the ice when they got caught in the ice. We're named after that ship. So
that's a good thing.
It's a great, and that is a great success story of a whole team of sailors that survived an ordeal, and every one of them survived alive. So it's a great story. So for us, we want to say we're a great discovery oriented company that generates great new wealth through discovery, we want to continue to deliver success for our shareholders.
Robert, love your exploratory enthusiasm. Robert Boyd with Endurance Gold, the Don Quixote of gold exploration. Thanks so much for thanks for being on our show, and look forward to following your story.
Okay, Steve, thank you very much. All the best.